Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics, from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today.
I think it's important to really talk about balance and what does it really mean. So, very rarely in life are you going to have balance. I think that the whole goal of life is to be unbalanced so you can achieve balance. But you have to be unbalanced at a certain point to achieve balance. Mm-hmm. So this isn't theory. In 2015, I was on the couch in my parents' house. Things wasn't going good for me. But that was an opportunity for me to stay up till 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning and really master social media. Told myself mm-hmm. how to edit a variety of different things where I was just playing around with apps. Mike would give me a suggestion about this app, and then I would take 3 hours to learn the app and then make content and then do this. I had a career as a financial advisor that I had to do from 9 to 5 or longer. And then from 9 o'clock to 2 o'clock in the morning when everybody was asleep and it was cemetery silence, I could close the blinds and I would work. That was extremely unbalanced and continued that even now, right? But these are sacrifices that were made 8 years ago to get me to the point where I am now. Mm-hmm. So I think that the idea or the fairy tale of a balanced life is something that is unrealistic for anybody that's trying to achieve greatness, especially if you're an entrepreneur or you're a business owner. So it's your responsibility to be able to communicate this to your wife, significant other, children, and they have to understand how to deal with disappointment, because the sacrifices that you're making are luxuries that they're provided. So this is an unbalanced life that I've never seen anybody that has had any level of balance that have achieved a high level of success. When we met Robert Smith, it was 7 o'clock in the morning on a Friday. He was already working and he told us that he was flying out that next day, and he flies out all the time. Mm-hmm. Steve Stout, every single person, same story, flying, they're in different countries, different continents. That may seem like it's a lavish life that they're living, but there's sacrifices that's made. They're not with their families all the time. They're not with their children all the time. They're not with their spouse all the time. They're not listening to music. They're not playing poker all the time. So it's something that we can't always sugarcoat something and make it okay. No, there is no level of successful balance, especially in the beginning stages, that you have to make sacrifices. This is why everybody won't achieve success. This is why it's called a sacrifice. You have to sacrifice things like playing video games. You have to sacrifice things like going to the movies. You have to sacrifice things like random nonsense on social media for hours at a time. If you're not willing to make those sacrifices, that's okay. But you'll also probably will not be able to be a high level of success. And that's okay too. So I think that, you know, at some point in time, we just have to be honest. You can't always sugarcoat things and you can't always paint a fairy tale. This is things that I personally went through and have still going through. And these are things that I've seen other people going through. And every single person has the same story. It's an extremely unbalanced life to hopefully one day achieve balance. So I just think that that's important to keep in mind, because like I said, we live in a day and age where everybody has an opinion, but very few people have any level of expertise to speak on that opinion. If you haven't become successful, how can you teach me about success? So when you're on your journey to be successful, understand that there's going to be sacrifices that you have to make. And if you're not willing to make those sacrifices, then that's okay. But just understand your life will still be unbalanced, because when you're at the bottom and you have all the time in the world to spend with your family, then they're going to complain because you don't have enough money to provide for them. Or you're at a certain point, be unhappy because you can't provide a certain lifestyle for yourself or for your family. So they're still unbalanced, even when you think that you're having balance.
Today's monologue was brought to you by Assets Over Liabilities and Red Panda Stock Club. No, I agree. Balance is an illusion. But when I'm with my child, I'm fully with him. But I've also began to teach him since he was young. And it's not like you're all working all the time and you never see your family. Like, losing your family is not something that we're aiming for, but to be done at 3. And I've always said, if you think that like every time I leave and I'm at a tropical place, if you think I'm just laying on the beach and getting grapes fed to me, that's not it. Like, even the shows and travel are work, but the goal is to get to a place of financial freedom, so that you're able to help yourself, your family. And I'm gonna be very honest. Like you said, like, if you have a preponderance of time available for your family, at some point they're gonna get bored or they're gonna be disappointed that you didn't work hard enough to get to where you wanted to be. So I know it's, you know, books like the 4-Hour Work Week and all these life hacks, but none of the people that are at the top of the food chain, captive of industry, are doing any of those things. Please be mindful about the information that is given to you for clicks versus the information that actually works.
It's real spill. It's real spill. And that sacrifice part, I'm glad you said it, because it happens to us every day. Like, I posted something yesterday. My son scored his first touchdown.
Yeah.
You know what was absent from the video? Me. I had to get a clip from somebody that taped it. And that, you know what I mean? Does it hurt? Yeah, it hurts. I mean, we spent hours in the front yard playing catch for him to get to that point where he could catch the ball and run with the ball. All these things that we worked on to see it all accumulate to him actually scoring a touchdown and you not being there to see it. Nobody worries about that part. But the explanation when I get home is like, yo, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Yeah, I missed it. But he gets it. He understands that I have to do work. He understands that there's the benefits that come with it. That's why I said, even in relationships with your spouse, like, communication is important. Communication with your children is important as well, so they can understand it and they get to watch it. And that's why I always say, like, we're going to lead by demonstration first and foremost, right? Yeah. How we conduct ourselves as men, how we conduct ourselves as fathers, how we conduct ourselves as sons, right? Because our mothers, we're fortunate to have our parents. All these things are being taken in, and they're going to shape the next generation that we're providing for and that we're upbringing right now. But that, even, I mean, like, it's something that gets overlooked all the time.
Yeah, even at Troy's birthday party, everybody like, yo, we're about to go out, got a show the next day. I'm like, I want to go out. I got to prepare for the show. This Invest Fest, this was the first year I was out. And even the promoter was like, bro, I know you ain't going to show up, but if you can just send your people. I'm like, no, you're paying me to come. I'm going to come. I'm not going to just flake out on you. I think we have to put, even when I made the comment on Zoe's show, hey, stay in the house 5 years. I'm like, man, no way in hell I can do that. Da, da, da. The choice is you can either sacrifice. I ask them all the time whenever we out. Hey, man, I don't even know how you do this. Because a lot of times you get to see the end product. You don't get to see the buildup that it takes to just even do this show. Every time I'm getting out of the Uber, like, what do you have in here? A body. I'm like, I got to take the equipment just in case something happens. And they're like, hey, got to record something on Wednesday or schedule change. You never know. Always be prepared. But I notice the people that are most prepared are the ones that end up taking advantage. We're about to be in 2024. Technically, the market has been down since 2019. I ask them every week, how many people started a show and their show fell off just because they wouldn't be consistent?
Yeah. And then also, it's like one of these things where, like I said, your goal might not be to be a millionaire or to have financial freedom. That's okay. But just understand that you still, it's not a balance. You can't say, well, I'm just providing for my family. Like, at some point in time, somebody's going to argue. Somebody's not going to be happy because I've seen it. Financial hardship causes issues.
Causes breakup.
This is not a debatable fact. It causes resentment. It causes issues. It causes internal problems. So just understand that you're choosing a certain level of imbalance. You might have all the time in the world. You might have you're playing all the video games. You're going to every game. You're going to all the soccer games. You're coaching. That's a blessing. It's going to come a time when the money is going to be an issue. The money is going to be an issue.
The issue. Here's the test. Tell your girl right now, I lost all my money listening to Ian, and you got to pay all the bills for the next 8 months and see what the response is.
And she'll do it. And like I said,
not gonna go well.
There's a lot of women that are paying bills, that's the head of the household, and they'll do it. Watch how they talk to the man.
To you.
Watch how you talk to you. No, I'm not. This is real. This is factual. Watch how they talk to you.
Like as your child.
And watch how the roles will reverse as far as watch how they talk to a man that is providing everything for them. I'm not saying that you have to provide everything. I'm just using this as a case study because I've seen both sides of it. I've seen how men get talked to that provide everything. I see how men get talked to that provide nothing. I see it. There's always exceptions to the rules. I get it. But I'm telling you, this is a 100% fact.
Fact.
So it just is what it is.
And sync.
What you want me to lie to you? That's what I'm saying. Like at some point in time, we just heard Magic John. Shout out to Magic. He's 65 years old. Damn near, probably on his way to become a billionaire. He talking about he wakes up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Now, 4 o'clock in the morning, goes to bed at 10 o'clock. An hour of lifting weights, an hour of cardio. takes a shower, eat breakfast. Then he's in the office. They segmented, and he said, you know, my wife understands. I'm not home. I'm on the road. I'm doing this. Is somebody who is one of the greatest basketball players of all time. Mm-hmm. One of the greatest entrepreneurs of our generation. Definitely.
Absolutely.
From our culture, has done tremendous things. Like I said, probably up around $500 million, something like that.
Keep going.
And this is the level of discipline that he is displaying. This is the work ethic that he's displaying. Michael Jordan, I tell this story all the time. I met a guy, and he was like, when Michael Jordan was on the Wizards, mind you, this is the end of Michael Jordan's career. After he's already been established as the greatest of all time and all of these different things. And there was a rumor that the building that the guy was staying in, Michael Jordan would go there to train in the morning. So the guy comes at 7 o'clock in the morning with his son, because he was like, I want to see Michael Jordan. And he waited for 15 minutes. He didn't see Michael. So he asked the guy, he said, I heard Michael Jordan comes trains here. And I wanted to come early with my son. Like, you know, do you know what time he'll be coming? He said he left. He was here for 3 hours and he left.
Mm-hmm.
This is the level of discipline, dedication, determination, and unbalance. When I saw Floyd Mayweather running at 12 o'clock at night, this is an unbalance. It's not balance. It's not normal.
Yep.
So this is what I'm saying. Like, this is a real conversation that we got to have, because people have false expectations of success. Oh, I'm just going to work the weekends and I'm going to be successful. Oh, I'm going to take this. Oh, I want to have balance. I want to go to every single concert I can. I want to play every single video game I can, because life is about balance. Okay, well, you're not going to be successful then. That's okay. But don't expect to reach the highest levels of success and not be unbalanced. You got to be an extremely unbalanced person to reach this level of success. You think that Elon Musk got this from being balanced, or Mark Zuckerberg got this from being balanced, or Jay-Z got that level from being balanced? Like, this is the harsh reality. This is the harsh reality of business and entrepreneurship. It's not fun. Like, you got to be out of your mind to want to work all the time.
That's all. Yeah.
You can't be a normal person.
Yeah.
Can't be like your brain can't be normal to never want to stop working. This is why there's very few people that have ever achieved that level of success.
And for everyone who says, I'm a work smart, all the smartest people on earth, Sam Altman of OpenAI, Mark Zuckerberg, Elon Musk, Neil Tyson, Neil deGrasse Tyson, Charlemagne, everybody's up at 3, 4, 5, and 6 o'clock in the morning, getting to it 7 days a week. With automation, you notice every billionaire that you got, and I love Tim Ferriss dearly, you notice every billionaire that we've ever talked to, no one's ever mentioned a 4-hour work week. They would have bought every company associated in that book to free up all the time. It's not possible. I know Key's going up there tomorrow. HQ, Zuckerberg being at 4 o'clock in the morning. He's mega rich. So much so, him and his wife said, hey, man, let's put a database for all the diseases together.
Yeah.
And even the people that make it look cool. You know who everybody, I heard this from a variety of different people. The hardest working person in music, Future.
Yeah.
If Future doesn't stop working. This is somebody who you probably wouldn't think. You look at Future, you're not thinking that he's a workaholic. Like they said, the guy stays in the studio for 10 hours.
Nonstop.
Christmas,
birthdays.
Lil Wayne, another one. This guy was staying in the studio since he was 12 years old. Had no life, like literally in the studio every single night. These are the things you wouldn't expect these type of people to have that level of work ethic. But once again, nobody reaches this level of success by accident. Doesn't happen. Really doesn't. Yeah. It doesn't. That's what I want everybody to understand. So it's like the pushback of, yo, we got to have a balanced life, is you are perpetrating ideas that have never been said by anybody at the level. You never, like you said, I read Steve Jobs' book. This guy wasn't even deadbeat to his own kid. I'm not advocating for that, but I'm just saying I read a lot of these autobiographies, Ted Turner. I've never heard any person at that level of success that said they got there by working 5 hours a day.
That does not work.
I haven't heard it.
Wish it did.
Just haven't heard it.
I wish it did. It doesn't work on any level.
I wish you well. I wish you well.
In order to get to the freedom you want, got to be in balance for a few years.
Yeah. I was going to touch on the magic thing because I had this conversation after we heard him speak, and it kind of goes into that theory of like, why do we keep putting a cap on how successful are the elite in our community are? So like Magic's been at the $500, $600 million mark for the past 5 to 10 years. And all he's done is added more acquisitions to his portfolio, whether it was LaGuardia, whether it was now with the Washington Commanders.
Yeah.
Magic has to be a billionaire at this point.
Maybe, right? Like, don't want to be known.
He's acquired ownership in the Dodgers. I don't care if he has 1%. He's acquired ownership in the Dodgers. He has the MLS team.
Yeah.
There's things that we don't even know about that he's working on. To say that he's been at the same spot. He's the largest owner of Starbucks outside of Starbucks. He has 120
Yeah, yeah.
But then he also keeps going. That's another.
And he's not stopping.
I put a clip up from Rich Paul today, and that's the last thing I'll say about this. And like I said, I routinely still sleep on the couch, either at my parents' place or I slept on the couch at my own place.
You need it.
I never want to get comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You never make it. You never make it. Because there's always a different level to go to. And it's like, once you start to feel comfortable, you start to be complacent. And once you get complacent, things start to fall apart.
Yeah.
This is how empires fall. Empires fall because, now I say kings get dethroned because of their negligence. Once you start to feel like you made it and you could just go on a holiday every single week and you could sleep in and you got such a nice mattress. They said hard times lead to great men, soft times lead to soft men. Like, it's not meant. You have to keep that edge. Everybody keeps edged differently, but I just want to just encourage that to entrepreneurs. When you get to the point where you can buy a Rolex, when you get to the point where you can have a luxury car, don't let your foot off the gas. Once you let your foot off the gas, you might not get an opportunity
again.
Steph Marbury said that. Right? He's like, it's the second I'm not working on my craft, somebody is watching me and trying to take my spot. So you got to wake up with
Steph Curry.
Right? Every day that I'm not working, somebody else is. Because it's the truth. Somebody right now is watching. I can do this better than them. In fact, they did it first. Here's how I can make it better. Right? That is the mentality of the people that are watching you. So you have to wake up with that type of mindset. We're like, all right, if I'm not working, somebody's trying to get better. I got to get better.
Margin on everybody copying not going that well, though.
Yeah, well, we know that, but how do I get better? How do I get better today, right? Like, we used to wake up every day. I would walk into school and they're like, good morning, today's going to be a great day. How do you know? Because we have the opportunity to be better than we were yesterday.
Yeah.
That's how I know.
Yeah.
We're here. Oh, you're so optimistic. We should be.
We're alive.
We got a chance.
Yeah. Like, even with this show, like, God rest in soul for my granddad. Like, I remember my granddad was like, yo, you get to play on a computer and make money. Like, I worked in a factory. You have no bad days as a black person. Black people couldn't talk in 1950. So we get to talk and be on a computer inside of our house. Like, we have to go create harsh environments to keep that edge. But like you said, a lot of times when people get comfortable, and we saw it with Meta last year, you can see the fervor and excitement that he has, and he's pouring that back into the product. For all of my entrepreneurs, all of my creatives, find your edge in your market. For me, it's reading. Second book. My baby was reading his book last night. Susanna did his little book report on this book, Bold, by Pierre Diamandis. Third book, Narconomics, How to Run a Drug Cartel. It's a great book to understand how good pharmaceutical
skill.
Companies
good
are.
Skill. Good skill.
What is narconomic? What do they use a specific cartel as an example?
Yes. Kudos to all of those that I got to go to Mexico. So shout out to all of them. Thank you for letting me be safe. Definitely can't shout none of them out. Woo!
No trouble. We don't want no trouble.
Narconomics. Yeah. I'm interested in that. So
it's a great book.